Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Case part two.
Wendy Campbell, 949-455-3062.
Message two. So Dr. Carlos Madero goes on to say in this particular piece, as you can see, the amount of vitamin E in Juice Plus is very adequate, but nowhere near the level of single entity supplements, and certainly nowhere near the tolerable upper intake limit either, okay? And then there's another question that came up about the beta-carotene. People get very concerned about beta-carotene because we associate beta-carotene with vitamin A. And vitamin A, you've got to be very careful about in taking it in a supplement form because the side effects are considerable, okay? So in this piece, Dr. Carlos Medeiros is saying that there are no megadoses of any nutrient in Juice Plus, and there is no true preformed vitamin A. It is all in beta-carotene format, which does not even have an upper intake limit when you look at daily values and IUs and all of these things, and it is considered completely safe. And the fact is what the body does is it gets the beta-carotene and it will use the beta-carotene to make the vitamin A that it needs. Do you see what I'm saying? Beta-carotene is kind of like a building block for the body to make other things. As a matter of fact, all of the nutrients that we use, that we consume, are meant to be worked that way within the body. In other words, you know, and sometimes when I'm doing a lecture, I'll talk about the fact that you've got brain chemicals, right? You know, you've got acetylcholine and epinephrine and norepinephrine and serotonin and dopamine. Well, you're not supposed to go to the market and buy a little dopamine. No, you're supposed to eat fruits and vegetables. And when you eat those fruits and vegetables, the body takes the nutritional pieces and it creates the things that you need, like brain chemicals and hormones and all of that. Everything that we eat is like a foundational piece. It's a building block, and the body is like this amazing, amazing machinery that creates whatever it needs to run the body from the building blocks that we give it. So I'm hoping that this helps you a little bit, that first of all, we're talking in percentages to minimum daily values, and that many of the components that we're reading about are now listed in IUs. That's different from percentages, and that everything that you're getting in Juice Plus is in whole food synergy. And that's the exciting piece, is that we're able to get these building blocks for our body in a very safe, synergistic, whole food way. And that's what makes Juice Plus so powerful. Because honestly, the biggest problem out there is that people are not eating fruits and vegetables. What they're eating is extremely deficient. Depending on what you read, anywhere from 30 to 85% less nutrition per piece of produce that you're putting in your mouth. And people cannot get these building blocks to be able to create that the body can feed itself. And then we know by research on Juice Plus, which is the bottom line, that when you put Juice Plus into your body, regardless of IUs, percentages, or anything, we know that the free radicals are reduced, the immune system goes into homeostasis or balance, that the DNA is improved with every new cell coming up, that we have increased blood flow, and blood is the vehicle from which all of these nutrients are given to every cell in the body. It's the feeding system is the blood, and we know that because of the reduced inflammation in the arteries and the less constriction that happens because of it, there is more blood flow, so more oxygen, more nutrition gets to every cell in the body, and also the body takes away all of the byproducts. So you look at the research, and that's where the true excitement lies. It's the proof of the pudding. It's the icing on the cake. Regardless of where Juice Plus is grown, the fruits and vegetables, the soil conditions, however, anything, whatever's on the bottle, it doesn't matter because we have the research that says this is what happens to your body when you feed it Juice Plus. So that's where all of the hope and the encouragement and the power lies, is within the research. Okay, I'm hoping that helps you.